Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Sota. Mishnah Ches continues the topic of Mita Keneged Mita with some non-Sota examples. So our first example is Shimshon. Shimshon was a shofet, and we know from the story in Sefer Shoftim, Shimshon halach achar einav. Shimshon followed his eyes towards sin, in that he saw a beautiful girl who was a plishti, and he decided he needed to marry her, even though she wasn't Jewish at all. So in the end, he followed his eyes for sin, and lefikach nikru plishtim esenav. In the end, when he was captured by the plishtim, they gouged out his eyes, mita keneged mita. As it says in the pasuk in Shoftim, Vayochazuhu plishtim vaynakru esenav. And the plishtim captured him and gouged out his eyes. The second example is Avshalom. Avshalom, and actually we have a few different examples from Avshalom. Mm-hmm. Avshalom was one of the sons of David HaMelech. Unfortunately, Avshalom did not follow his father David, but rather he rebelled against his father and tried to make himself king. Avshalom was a very prideful person, and vain, and was especially proud of his long flowing hair, and therefore, right, the Mishnah tells us, Avshalom niska abasaro. He prided himself on this beautiful hair that he had. Lefikach nitla basaro. Therefore, at the end of his rebellion, his downfall finally came through his hair. He was fleeing from battle, and his hair got tangled in a branch, and he ended up yanked up onto the branch as his donkey kept going. And so he was suspended in the air by his hair, which was, of course, his final downfall. Also, regarding Avshalom, Ulfi Shebaal Eser Pilak She Aviv, one of his acts of defiance and rebellion against his father, Avshalom took 10 of his father's concubines, his pilakshim, and had relations with them. Now, obviously, this is a very bad thing. And in the end, he was punished, mida keneged mida, lefikach nitlubo eser lunvios. In the end, he was penetrated by 10 spears while he was hanging by his hair. As it says in the pasuk, Shene'emar, Vayasobu asaru anashim nosei klei Yoav. And 10 young men, bearers of Yoav's weapons, surrounded Avshalom, and they struck him, and he died. And so these 10 young men each had a spear that they thrust through Avshalom, and that was the mita keneged mita over there. And finally, with regard to Avshalom, Ulfi Sheganav Shlosha Levavos, Avshalom was guilty in his rebellion of stealing 3 hearts. Now, in Hebrew, the expression of stealing hearts means to deceive somebody. And so Avshalom, in his rebellion, deceived 3 different parties. Who are the 3 parties whose hearts he stole, as it were? Lev Aviv, his father, Lev Bezdin, Sanhedrin, Lev Yisrael, and the whole nation. How did he deceive us? We're not going to go into all of the details, but he basically created circumstances actively. He actively created circumstances so that they would be perceived by others differently than they were in reality. And so that created certain illusions around him, illusions of power, illusions of honor, responsibility, care about the people, that were different than they were in reality. The Mishnah brings a pasuk, as it has in several other examples, but it does not bring pasuk for the whole thing, only for the final one. Vayganev Avshalom as Lev Anshei Yisrael. Avshalom stole the hearts of Am Yisrael. Now, the reason the pasuk brings this one specifically, or the Mishnah brings this pasuk specifically, is that in this pasuk, the Navi explicitly uses the words Ganav et Lev, right? He stole the hearts of, which it doesn't use in the other examples in the pasuk. It means the same thing, but it doesn't use those words. So what was Avshalom's mida keneged mida for stealing the hearts of his father, the Sanhedrin, and Am Yisrael. Lefikach nisku bo shlosha shvatim. Therefore, in the end, he had three staffs thrust through his heart, piercing his heart and killing him. Actually killed him only as a little delay because we had the ten spears thrust through him shortly thereafter. And that really would kill him in the end. But he had these three staffs thrust through his heart by Yoav himself. As the Pasuk says, Vayikach shlosha shvatim bechapo, vayiskaim b'lev avshalom. And he took three staffs in his hand and he buried them. Right? He thrust them through the heart of Avshalom.